Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long and Cullen Steele here till 7 o'clock. A break from training camp action today as the Saints, they're busy traveling to Arizona. I've already arrived and getting ready for that 7 o'clock kickoff right here on WWL. Tomorrow we will have pre-game action starting 3 o'clock on First Take with me and Charlie Long. 5 o'clock, the countdown, the kickoff with the Bobby Hebert and myself, also featuring NFL analyst Mike Dettillier. Game time, 7 p.m. Got to turn down that sound on your television and turn up the home team on Saints Radio. The legendary Deuce McAllister, voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, and sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will be bringing you all the action once the game is over. Join the Cajun Cannon and sound off on the point after. We've got 10 hours of wall-to-wall coverage on Saints football tomorrow, starting at 3 o'clock. We do it big even for the preseason, folks, right here on Saints Radio, WWL, AM, FM.com, and streaming on the live and always free Odyssey app. Getting into some of the games right now going on, guys. We got some preseason action underway between the Falcons and Dolphins, Texans and Steelers. Everybody's scoreless right now. And then at about 6:30, the Eagles and Ravens kick off. We'll be interested to see once we get off. At least we got some football action to tune into.
Yeah, Michael Penix is getting some early on action, too, with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, so definitely would like to see some of that.
Right, 1 of 2 start for 7 yards in this first 3-and-out drive for the Falcons. Yeah, no, absolutely. The Penix pick will always be kind of funny to reminisce on, especially if he ends up being a bust. But, I mean,
but if he doesn't.
If he doesn't, then oh boy. But, yeah, that's so if you're interested in getting the first NFL look at Michael Penix Jr. to turn into it's not actually on NFL Network. It's on NFL Plus, so.
Well, so what does that mean? Only on the app?
I guess so.
Wonder if you could then stream it on your television, or sometimes it gets blocked when I've tried to do that. Says, no, you can't, like, mirror it on your television.
Yeah. Once again, a couple of quarterback battles, potentially for backup QB spots as well. So, obviously, the Saints and Cardinals each have one, so that will be fun to watch tomorrow.
Did you get to see any of that preseason action last night? Because I did not. I missed all of it.
No, I saw a couple of highlights of
right, just like, some of the highlights.
Joe Milton threw like a 40-yard touchdown. One of my follows, someone that I follow on YouTube, was who kind of evaluates draft prospects and everything, was joking that if Joe Milton becomes a stud, that he's never going to do draft analysis again. But of course, it's the first preseason game. There's nothing there.
No, I've seen a ton of Patriots fans obviously sounding off, saying get rid of Zappe and, you know, elevate Milton on the depth chart.
How many quarterbacks do they have? No, like that's a serious. Like seriously, do they have like 5 quarterbacks?
Yeah, yesterday you saw Drake May, Jacoby Brissett, Joe Milton, and Bailey Zappe.
Wow,
happy Zappe.
Yeah, that is a packed room.
Meanwhile, the Carolina Panthers, they didn't start Bryce Young.
Yeah,
Andy Dalton's
sense.
Dealing with an injury, and then so you just had action from Jack Plummer and Jake Luton, who used to be with
the
Saints.
Yeah, Jake Luton, right. And Jack Plummer played with the Louisville Cardinals, I think, this past year.
Yeah.
And so he's a rookie because the Cardinals, I remember, Louisville had that game against Florida State in like the ACC championship, and that was if Florida State was going to go undefeated for the regular season and have their bid for the college football playoff, but Louisville's offense could do absolutely nothing against that Florida State defense. Yeah, so that's I don't even think that's really yeah, as you mentioned, Andy Dalton's the backup in Carolina. I don't think that Luton or Plummer, yeah, maybe they're fighting for third string.
No, and they struggled once again. We've seen this team last year had a problem putting points on the board, just 3 points in the preseason, and just problems moving the football, getting the first downs. The Patriots ended up winning the game 17-3. I do know, obviously, a lot of starters weren't in, so you can't really get a gauge of the Carolina team yet. I know their first-round pick in
Xavier Leggett.
Leggett, right, is dealing with an injury right now, too, so he didn't play.
So if you're looking at just generally speaking with preseason games, like the Hall of Fame game, the Bears beating the Texans 21-17, feels like kind of on the higher scoring side of things. Like earlier, as you mentioned kind of yesterday, 17-3 and then 14-3, those two games, the Patriots and the Giants beating the Panthers and the Lions respectively. It feels like a lot of the preseason games are going to be around there, right? Because nobody's doing anything exotic or anything crazy offensively. It's a lot of very much vanilla stuff. And obviously the guys that are on the back end of the roster too. So you're going to probably be expecting a lot of games that are around the 14 to 10, 17 to 14 type of 20 to 17 on like the higher end of things.
Like you mentioned with offense, it's just everything's very vanilla. So is the outcomes.
Correct. And that's exactly what you kind of see from preseason.
Yeah, there's never been like, you know, these big shootouts that you would think might happen in these games.
No.
Just because, like we said earlier, very vanilla in the play calling. And you're not really showing your hand to any of these other squads either.
The most surprising result for tomorrow with the Saints and Cardinals, regardless of who wins, right, would be if it was like a 38-35 type of
game.
Like something ridiculous, like a shootout, like a barn burner. It just doesn't really happen in the preseason. It's a lot of games that are, you know, in the teens, maybe early 20s, but not much more than that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out, like, if you take the under on these preseason games, how many times are you coming out ahead?
The over-unders are, like, set pretty low, too.
Gotcha. I've got those in front of me.
Okay.
There is one game over the entire weekend that has an over above 40. It is Chiefs-Jaguars. Every other game is somewhere between 34.5 and like 39.5. The Saints currently 37.5, 2-point favorite.
Right. Okay. So you're looking at like a 20-17 type of game, right? And that's kind of what you expect from
and
the
that's
preseason
fireworks,
action.
Like for preseason.
Yeah, it's like maybe even a little bit of a higher scoring one. Just look at the two games last night. Once again, 17-3 and 14-3.
Before we get into our next break with Alex Clancy checking in on those Arizona Cardinals, been teasing this Drew Brees audio talking about how he feels Taysom Hill should be used in this Saints offense. He talked to the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Mike Dettillier yesterday at the Nola Pickle Fest. Here's what Brees had to say about Taysom time in New Orleans.
Let's do this little exercise. This would be fun. You know, if we could go back in time, obviously he got here in 2017, and none of us had ever seen anything like him.
Right.
And he played a little bit of everything that year, but it wasn't until 2018 where it's like, man, we can really start to incorporate this guy at quarterback, do a lot of these, you know, QB runs or
QB power,
Yeah, or just let him launch it, right?
Yeah,
the guy can launch it.
Yeah.
I don't know why we haven't lived in a world where Taysom Hill is getting 10 to 12 snaps a game at quarterback. This is a little bit of an exercise of...
So you're saying that he should every game get that at least?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Because that puts more pressure on the defense, right? More to have to prepare for.
If you want to go and you want to chart the plays where he's in and he's playing quarterback and you just chart what the result of the play and then you match that up with the rest of the plays, I would argue that some of our most successful plays consistently are when Taysom Hill's at quarterback. Now, I'm not sitting here saying, hey, there should be a quarterback controversy.
Right.
Taysom Hill should be the start. But what I'm saying is that there is a tremendous value when he is playing quarterback. Number one, it's just you can't argue the results. The proof is in the pudding. The results show that that's when we're getting the best yard per play and these other things, and probably big play opportunities. But also for a defense, think about for a defensive coordinator, the amount of time you have to spend in a week of preparation to get your guys ready for the Taysom Hill package. Like, that's terrifying. That's terrifying. Because if you get into a game and Taysom Hill plays quarterback seven plays and just, like, wreaks havoc on you for five of those, you might get fired. So I guess what I'm saying when I said, hey, do this exercise and step back in time, like, there's never been a time in history in NFL that I can think of where you had a guy like that was literally coming in for, call it 10 plus games or plays a game at quarterback and executing that type of offense, or was that type of weapon.
Interesting stuff from Drew Brees there, obviously calling not only for, you know, the snaps for for Taysom Hill in the offense, but 10 to 12 snaps under center at the quarterback spot.
Ready for some numbers?
Yeah, hit me.
So Pro Football Focus had this. Bobby and I were talking about this last night after the show. Last year, 115 of Hill's 429 snaps came at quarterback, and those plays led to 373 of his 401 rushing yards via Pro Football Focus. And to Brees' point about those explosive plays, I used this for a morning report earlier. He's averaged 5.4 yards per carry for his career. And despite the team averaging 3.6 yards per carry this past year, he averaged 5. So, yes, Drew is onto something here. let's get Taysom some carries here and get him those snaps. Once again, 115 snaps at quarterback last year. And I think that he was basically at a record as far as usage, right, between catching the ball, rushing the ball, and passing attempts as well, just generally speaking. And as Bobby has said before with Taysom, you're not saving him at this point. You got to use him. I mean, he's, what, now 34? He's heading into his age 34 season, Steve. So with the contract that he's on, he's a weapon for this team. but you got to make sure that you utilize them throughout the course of the season.
And very interested to see, obviously, how Clint Kubiak plans on, you know, manipulating Taysom Hill's talents in this offense, because Kubiak's a smart guy. Taysom Hill, uber talented. We know he can play just about anywhere on the field. And he hasn't had a guy, I'm sorry, in Kubiak, with all the talent that he had at San Francisco, there was not a guy like Taysom Hill, obviously, on that roster. There's nobody like Taysom Hill on anyone's
That's
roster.
That's exactly what Drew said. There hasn't been one like Taysom Hill ever. And Taysom, to circle back around to that point, he's 33 right now, but he turns 34 in 2 weeks.
Where are we drafting Taysom in fantasy leagues, guys?
No, I mean, that's an interesting question, because is he a quarterback or is he a tight end in fantasy leagues? Like, how do you kind of consider him? Because, I mean,
utility.
Right, exactly. He's a Swiss Army knife. He does everything. But, you know, getting him more snaps at quarterback, like Drew said, I mean, that could be a spark plug for this offense.
Taysom Hill will be the first designation of just athlete in fantasy football.
Yeah, no kidding. So Taysom Hill, the expectations are high for him because he had a strong year last year. Now, with more utilization of him and a new offensive scheme, can he kind of build upon that and have an even better year heading into his age 34 season? That's what you hope.
Definitely hoping for that. I don't think we'll see a lot from him, obviously, in the preseason opener. One of those guys, you know what you got in him, kind of get a few snaps, bubble wrap him, save him for week one.
He's such a physical runner.
Exactly.
So like, you don't want him to go like
use that now.
Hit it like a truck stick in the preseason, and then he hurts himself. Just save it for the regular season and let him loose once you're playing Carolina and then Dallas and stuff.
We know the Saints aren't really game planning for this Arizona Cardinals team, so we'll get a little bit of insight on the Cards when we get back from the break, talking to Locked On Cardinals host Alex Clancy. Find out who's been standing out over at Cardinals training camp and what we can expect from this AZ team in tomorrow night's game right here on WWL 7 o'clock tip-off. Stay tuned for that interview right after this on WWL.